This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes you're looking for a getaway, you just need a break, but none of the places you can find fit what you want. So, what do? Well, you make your own place, right? Here is an international installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Amber Drew. I use she, they pronouns. I reside in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a co-founder of Apoheo Collective. I honestly didn't start traveling internationally until I got in a relationship with my spouse. We were in places we had to often be sisters or cousins. So, you know, it adds an extra layer of dis-ease to a vacation. But, you know, traveling to places, we stay in a variety of, you know, resorts, hotels, Airbnbs, you know, all different types of homestead spaces. And we would just kind of like take notes, like, this is a really great thing that makes us feel comfortable. This would be cute if they added, you know, this additional thing. And we looked at each other one day, I think we might have been in Italy, and we were like, we could do this. Initially, the idea was creating a collection of like bed and breakfast pop-up experiences catered towards travelers of color, queer travelers of color, and our allies. But the thing is, buying a house and starting this project seems so large and looming. And we actually did a residency in Mexico where we talked about some of the places that we had been, and we felt really comfortable. And then talking to one of the folks that ran the residency, she was like, I didn't buy this place, I rented it. And that's when our light bulb kind of went off. Being like, oh, we could rent a space. And then that made the idea feel a lot more feasible. Our first run was in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua, and Nicaragua was one of our favorite places traveling. And then the idea was to continue hosting these globally and also create some domestically. And then COVID hit, and the pandemic kind of shut down that idea at the time. But when we were in San Juan del Sur, we found some really great opportunities to actually become a homeowner. And we were like, maybe this is the place. We originally were trying to get investors to invest in the idea, but you know, that's a harder pitch. But what we also did in having conversations with some of our folks, they were like, what about crowdfunding? So the crowdfunding campaign is a success, and that helped to pay for over half of the down payment. Homeownership is its own monster. So we are now going into our second year of having the space, and it's been really great and also simultaneously really challenging. You know, one of the things is that we essentially find a home, you know, in each of us, and we're like let's connect folks who may not have had the opportunity to connect before.
Amber Drew from the Apoheo Collective in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua. Tell us, would you, about a remarkable house you found, or maybe a different kind of adventure in housing, and get it on the radio. You can tell us at marketplace.org.